You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Help, I Suck at Dating. It is the Thursday episode, and you know what that means. It's time for our callers, our favorite new segment. Instead of reading emails every week, we have some of them call in and tell us what they're dealing with. So we have Ryan calling in from, I don't know where, it doesn't really matter, but he's got a great story for us. Let's see if we can get him on.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
What's up?
Of course. What's going on in your life, Ryan?
Okay, so I met this girl on Hinge. We hit it off pretty good. She originally canceled our first date, but she had a pretty valid excuse, so it wasn't that big of a deal. We rescheduled, and honestly, it was hands down the best first date I've ever had with someone. Conversation was just flowing. I don't like to jump the gun, but I did see like a potential relationship with her. She's super cute. She ended up texting me a couple days later saying she really enjoyed the date. She really had a good time getting to know me, but the whole night, I guess she said that she couldn't stop thinking about her ex-boyfriend. And she said she thinks it's basically because I'm the first guy she's trying to date after they broke up, and they've been together since like high school or something. Mm-hmm. To me, it sounds like she's not ready to move on. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a rebound kind of guy. So I don't know. Is this too big of a red flag? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, Ryan, you're in luck because we got Jasenia here today, and she is going to answer this question. Just how you need it to.
I mean, first, I think we should, I guess, commend her just for being honest with you too, rather than like dragging you along and making you think that things are going great when in reality her mind is elsewhere. I think considering the fact that I think it's natural perhaps that you maybe your ex comes to mind on your first date, especially I'm assuming this has been a while since she's been with her ex. Now, the only question would be like, is it something that she's just not over yet, or something that she thought she was over up until this first date? Again, I'll commend her for being honest, but I think that's when you can kind of let her know, because, you know, let her know exactly how you feel about her, exactly how you described her to us. So I thought was really sweet, but make it known that, you know, you don't really want to be the rebound guy, and make it known also that although you feel for her that she's struggling with that, that you're honestly looking for a relationship. And if she's not in the same page as you are, then it's probably better that you both move on.
Okay. So basically just be as open and honest with her as possible.
Yeah. Cause I think she was able to be open and honest with you in that sense. So I think it definitely leaves the door open for you to be just as honest with her. Just to have that like very clear communication early on, you never know. I think that if anything would be a really good foundation for if this does become something in the future. Maybe she's not ready right now. Maybe she'll be ready later on, but I think the initial honesty is like huge, rather than just ghosting you, rather than saying like, oh yeah, like making up some other reason why she wouldn't want to pursue this. But, you know what you're looking for and she knows what she's ready for. So just have that conversation and see where it leads you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the advice.
Did she say that she wanted to still go on dates or she was like, no, I can't do this?
Yeah.
No, she said she wanted to keep dating. And I mean, the way she was talking about it, it felt like her and her ex are completely done.
Yeah, you
so
should.
Okay.
It did.
You should totally keep dating this girl, I think. I think that, why not? I mean, just keep going on dates, slow play it. Just don't overplay your hand. I mean, you talk about like jumping the gun. I mean, you're talking to three people who are on The Bachelor. We're all about jumping the gun here. But I would advise not jumping the gun. Maybe don't tell her that you're falling in love with her on the second or third date. But if you could see a future with her and she's saying, hey, I still want to go on dates. I'm just not over, you know, I just got out of a relationship. Just say, yeah, we can take it slow. We'll take it easy. Just be open and honest with her. I think she would fall more in love with you if you're making an effort to ensure that she feels comfortable with you and the relationship and you two moving forward.
This might be a bad advice, but it's funny too, because we were talking about vulnerability and stuff earlier in the last episode on Monday, which if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. I would say proceed, as Jared was saying, and keep dating this person if you really do like them and you, like you said, you see a potential future with them. But this is where the advice gets a little bad, in my opinion. But I this is what I would do. I would just stay super guarded. And like, yeah, vulnerability is good. But like Jared said, don't tell her you love her on the third date. Stay guarded, because for the first few months, at the very least, is that's if she does go back to her ex, that's when it's going to happen. So I would say play it slow, play it cool. And then hopefully it doesn't happen. But like, just, you know, in the back of your mind, if it does happen, just be ready for it. I guess that's my advice.
I would say like maybe go at her pace, you know, kind of like see where she's at, you know, continue that open communication. And I think that, you know, I'm pretty sure after a few more dates, then you'll kind of know exactly where you stand.
For sure. I think I can use all three of you guys' advice as like an amalgam and definitely play my hand properly. But I think being guarded is the right move, as well as being honest at the same time. So,
Ryan, if you're using words like amalgam on a date with this girl, she's going to fall in love with you so fast. Your vocabulary is top notch. Thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Call us back and let us know how it goes.
Yes. Bye.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. But not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, hey, Chris, how's it going?
Hey, Chris,
welcome
how you doing?
To the podcast.
Oh, I'm... Thanks.
Yeah, of course. What's going on in the world of Chris these days?
Oh, gosh. I mean, if you guys can help, right?
I mean,
yeah, we'll
do
try.
Our best.
I mean, we're also called Help I Suck at Dating, so, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit. We're going to do the best we can.
We'll help you suck less, not more. At least that's our goal.
You can help me suck less. Okay, great. All right, thanks so much. Okay, so I was with my girlfriend for 2 years. We broke up like a few months ago because I moved across the country for work.
Okay.
And
okay.
I mean, there's a time difference. My job is super stressful and I am like always working. So we barely ever talked anyway, mm-hmm. you know, and I knew it was going to be tough, but you know, it's just, we ended it, you know, and now I really regret it. Mm. And I care about her so much. I mean, I love her. We were there with each other for 2 years, right? So should I tell her how I feel or what should I do?
Well, Chris, first of all, thanks for opening up to us. We appreciate it. I'm going to take the lead on this one. I think you should just get over it. You know, like, yeah, sure. You love her or you think you miss her, whatever it might be. But obviously you guys broke up for a reason. And this is why I say get over it. And I'm trying to be a little harsh here is because whenever we break up with people, especially when it becomes to distance, all we do at the end of the day is we reflect on the relationship and we only ever remember the good things and we completely forget to remember the bad things about the relationship. If distance was enough to break up your relationship, then it would have been broken up at a later point for something else anyways. So that's why I say what I say. And again, it might not be the right reasoning, but that's where I come from.
Mm. I'm going to chime in and say I have had 2 long distance relationships in the past. So I'm there with you, Chris. I totally know what you've gone through, how it feels to be far away from someone that you love and really care about. I would have to agree to an extent that like, if the distance alone was enough to break you up, then what's the difference then versus now besides just time going by and you just miss her a lot, right? Now, the thing is, are you maybe in a better position where you're able to, and the same goes for her, you have to have that conversation with her if you decide to. Are you both willing to give it another shot is the question, because it's not going to be easier unless she ends up moving with you. Now, that's like a huge decision to make. But I think at the end of the day, you know, if this has been on your heart for how long now have you been thinking about her?
At least a month.
Okay. So it's been on your heart for a while. Do you guys talk at all? Like not even like friendly or?
I mean, we've texted a couple of times since the breakup, but nothing big. Like
nothing big. Okay. I mean, it's been on your heart for a while now. I can see it perhaps being worth exploring, but nothing should be set in stone. Like no conversation of like, yes, let's get back together. I think it's especially if she's someone that you genuinely feel comfortable sharing your feelings with. Like, I don't think it would be terrible if you told her like, hey, like, this is where my mind has been at. But you guys have to be realistic too. Cause I mean, I've had again, two relationships that were long distance. We gave it our all though. That's the thing. And we just, you know, we realized it just wasn't it. It wasn't going to work. Our lives were too different, you know? And I think that's something that you have to really take into consideration before you feel like you would be confident enough to talk to her about it.
Yeah. And then I'll add one thing. I'm probably closer to Dean than I am with Yesenia on this one, for the simple fact you got to either be all in or you're all out. If you've dated for 2 years, you've moved cross country, you're either moving on with your life or you're going to jump back in. Because I think it might be bad. I also think if you ended things, Chris, and then you reach back out and you're like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, I'm not sure, that's just going to confuse her. And that's going to leave her in this gray area where she's like, well, what the hell? Like, do you want to be with me? You broke up with me. You moved cross country. Do you want to be with me or do you not want to be with me? So I think you kind of have to really reflect on yourself and say, okay, if I tell her how I feel, then I really need to be ready to jump back into a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, then I would agree with Dean and maybe you should try to move on from her. And listen, if like a couple months go by and you're like, I can't move on from her, then of course, you know, try to see if you can rekindle things. But the only way I'd reach back out is if you are convinced that this is like you're ready to be in a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm. Like, I guess to add to what I said, like, if it's that you're wanting to perhaps reach out to her because like, you know, like, this is my person, not just because you haven't talked much and just because maybe you're lonely and you haven't, you know, you kind of miss what you guys had. It's very easy to reminisce when, you know, you're kind of, you know, missing someone and you haven't been dating anyone. So make sure that you know the difference between those two and figure out where you're at there before reaching out, if you decide to.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm hearing from you guys, like, either I just have to get over it or I have to be sure and just really go for it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to really know where you're at. Like it, exactly like what I was saying is like, are these feelings only coming up because, you know, life is happening and you're kind of lonely and maybe you start to miss her a little bit and you're reminiscing, or has this really been on your heart for so long that you're like, no, this has to be my person then. And I genuinely want to make it work this time. There can't be any gray area here. Cause like what was just said, you don't want to confuse her either, you know, and then put her in a position where she feels like, well, so was the grass just not greener on the other side? And he's trying to reach back out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
Thanks, Chris.
A lot of different opinions, but.
Yeah. I mean, I just gotta, you know, I gotta meditate on it a little more. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Addie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Help I Suck at Dating.
I'm excited.
So what's up?
So I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 months now, and I'm happy to finally be in like a healthy relationship. But I was talking to my girlfriends about him and how I want to tell him that I love him, because I do. But according to my friends, they think it's too early for me to tell him I love him, and that it is something special that I should save for later on in the relationship. So I was just wondering, does it matter how long we've been dating if it's how I feel? Or like, will it scare him away if I tell him, or like, do I just keep it to myself? I don't know.
How long have you guys been dating again?
2 months.
2 months. I've always heard like, it's usually by like, at least at the latest by the six month, is it that guys typically kind of know if they love someone? Is that true?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you really could put a time frame on it? It's so hard. I remember my first girlfriend, when I first told her I was scared to tell her I was in love with her, even though I knew I was. So I said, I'm falling in love with you, even though I knew I was in love with her. And then this was about 4 months into the relationship. And then she responded saying, I think I'm falling in love with you, which was very sweet, but obviously. And then a couple months later, she was like, hey, listen, I want to say that I love you. I don't know. I mean, it really depends. I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting. Listen, we come from the Bachelor world, so people say I love you left and right. And I know for a fact that there are people who have said I love you on the show who have reflected upon it and said that might not have been love. Now, granted, that's a different experience. It's totally different. You've been with this guy for 2 months. But I just, I guess I'd wait.
I'm going to say I actually like to let the guys have the lead on that. Mm-hmm. I can feel it some type of way and I can like really be falling for a guy or just have, you know, deep care for them or maybe be full, like fully in love. But I do like letting the man take the lead on that. Just because like, we can't read their minds, you know what I mean? And they can't read ours either. I think it's nice if you perhaps in your own way show how you care about him. Like, do you know what his love languages are?
Yeah, it's more like quality time, acts of service.
So just like show him that you do, that you're falling for him or that you do love him in your way through those actions. Because I think that's really special in and of itself. And I think that he'll really see that as well, especially since that's his love language anyway. And just, I think maybe let him take the lead, because it would feel nice to know, like, as soon as he knows how he feels about you and he's able to express that to you in the moment, then you can be like, yeah, I feel the same way. And it's not like there's no uncertainty there, you know?
Addie, how do you think he'll react when you say that you love him? Do you think he'll say it back?
Well, that's the other thing, is he's not very effusive.
Verbal?
Yeah. He doesn't. Okay. He shows it with actions as well.
Okay.
So he's less verbal about it. So I feel like me showing actions of love will, he'll reciprocate that more, telling him probably. I'm just more comfortable with verbalizing
it. Yeah. I'm the same way. I like to be told. There's like the affirmations are super important. But I think I'm going to say, give it some time. I think give it a little time. And again, like show it in your own way and in the way that he will understand through his love languages. And I think that's the most healthy way to kind of go about it. Cause I wouldn't say it's not anything about like, oh, it's too soon or anything. It's just, I think let it kind of unravel naturally. Cause I think if you're probably thinking about it too much, then maybe it's cause it's not the right time. Kind of let it happen. Yeah.
Like the fact that I'm even asking you is like probably an indication.
And I don't blame you because I've been there, but that I've always felt so much better, like letting him take the lead. So just kind of do your thing and enjoy the time too. Like, and then once it seems like the perfect time, hopefully that'll be on his terms. And then you guys can both kind of be like, and you're like, oh my God, I feel the same way. And then from then on, it's solid moving forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I think that's really good advice. And that makes me feel less stressed about like making the right decision of like what to say and stuff.
One thing I will say, I think there was a relationship that I was in a few years ago. And my deepest regret is that I overthought everything.
Yeah.
I would analyze everything.
Always.
And it took away so much of what I should have been enjoying and being present for. And I don't want you to go through that.
Yeah.
So be present, enjoy your time together, you know, that quality time that he loves so much and that you love too, like really relish it. And then once you guys are ready to have that conversation, it happens and it feels good. You'll be able to actually enjoy it. And you're not like nervous about what he might say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Addie, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate Bye. It. Bye.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating with our three callers. Jesenia, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You're the best. Please come back soon. And to all the listeners, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means the world to me whenever people come up and say they listen to Help I Suck at Dating, because I don't know how any of you listen to our voices, but we really appreciate it. And make sure you tune in next week to listen more to our voices, where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Bye.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.